Welcome to Random Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of a random Wikipedia page every day. The random article for Wednesday, the 2nd of November 2022 is Yudhishthira. Yudhishthira, Sanskrit, Iyasht, Yudhisthira, is the eldest among the five Pandava brothers. He is mentioned in the ancient epic Mahabharata. He was sired by King Pandu of the Kuru dynasty and his first wife, Kunti. Yudhishthira is later crowned the king of Indraprastha with his capital at Hastinapura. From his childhood, Yudhishthira was greatly influenced by his uncle Vidura and his great-uncle Bhishma, and believed in the virtues of Dharma. He was trained by two warrior sages, Kripakarya and Dronacharya. Yudhishthira was appointed as the crown prince of Hastinapura, but was later replaced by Duryodhana. Because of Kunti's misunderstanding, Yudhishthira and his siblings had a polyamorous marriage with Draupadi, the princess of Panchala. Dhritarashtra, on Bhishma's request, divided his kingdom to end the succession dispute between Yudhishthira and Duryodhana. The eldest son of Pandu was given a barren land to rule, which he subsequently developed into the magnificent city of Indraprastha. After he performed the Rajasuya Yagna, Yudhishthira was invited to play Pachisi, a game of dice by his jealous cousin, Duryodhana, and his uncle, Shakuni. Shakuni, a master at the game, represented Duryodhana against Yudhishthira and manipulated him into gambling his kingdom, wealth, the freedom of his brothers, Draupadi, and even himself. After the game, the Pandavas and Draupadi were sent into exile for 13 years, with the last year requiring them to go incognito. During his exile, Yudhishthira was tested by his spiritual father, and for his year of being incognito, Yudhishthira disguised himself as Kanku and served the king of Matsya kingdom. Yudhishthira was the leader of the successful Pandava faction in the Kurukshetra war and defeated many venerable warriors such as Shalya. At the end of the epic, he was the only one among his brothers to ascend to heaven while retaining his mortal body. In the Mahabharata it was written that Chakravarti Yudhishthira could even kill Lord Krishna or Karna easily, as he has a mandi which he asked from Lord Brahma as a boon, so he can kill anyone if he chants the name of the person by holding the mandi in his hand. After his death the mandi was broken by Parikshit. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 0:01 UTC on Wednesday, the 2nd of November 2022. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Yudhishthira. This podcast is produced by Arbals May Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTDpod on Twitter. Arbals May Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Brian Standard. Thank you for listening to Random Wiki of the Day.